Merry Christmas. Today is the fifth day of Christmas, which means you should get your true love 5 golden rings. If you can't afford 5 golden rings, I always think that 5 Krispy Kreme donuts would be a great substitute. Just saying. As we celebrate this Christmas season, we come across this feast of the Holy Family. My dear brothers and sisters, excellence does not just happen. Excellence does not just happen. Whether it be a well-trained athlete, a skilled musician, a thriving business, or a really good family, excellence does not just happen. Excellence is obtained where there are very clear expectations, and those expectations are communicated, and those expectations are then met. As a coach, I've seen this again and again. And I think when we look at families, we see it as true as well. Families that thrive have parents with very clear expectations of their young children. And those children are challenged tremendously to meet the expectations. To celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family, without a doubt, we are called to imitate this family. And without a doubt, this is a family that had a lot of expectations. The whole world expected something from our Father. And God, our Father, had planned from the earliest of days through the prophets that there would be clear guidelines and clear things and prophecies and expectations of exactly what would happen to this child. In fact, in today's gospel passage, Joseph knows where the child ultimately needs to be raised because there is an expectation. Son would be called out of Egypt, but that the son would also be called a Nazarene. So when he comes to Egypt, he knows that he's ultimately going to end up in Nazareth. It's an expectation. And Joseph meets the expectation because it was a clearly communicated expectation. In family life, I hope to God, and we have many, many young families here at All Saints Parish, that mom and dad have talked about what expectations they have for their children. And then also that they communicate those expectations to their children. If you don't like the word expectation, use the word dream. I have a dream for my children. I have a dream for my family. So for example, if I want my children to reach their fullest potential to become the best version of themselves, then I'm going to make sure that they thrive in school, that they thrive in sports, in discipline, in obedience, in practicing the moral virtues. If I want my young person to be healthy and safe, then I'm going to have expectations of nutrition and diet, and I'm going to keep them away from things that will harm their life. Whether it be drugs or violence, or whether it be as simple as the mass media and social media consumption, which is toxic. If I want my children to be happy, statistics will prove that happiness is in direct correlation to relationships. So I'm going to teach my children social skills so they can have relationships. I'm going to surround my children with other children who are striving for the same things, to have friends that build them up. And I'm going to teach my child to be a servant. Because statistics clearly proves that the happiest people in the world are those who serve and give their lives away to others. And of course, because I'm a Christian, I want my child to be a saint. And so I have clear expectations on how my child is going to live out their faith. Excellence doesn't just happen. Excellence is planned out and it's executed with clear expectations. On this Feast of the Holy Family, I'd like to talk about our family, which is a parish. Excellence doesn't just happen. It's a plan that's executed. In the past few months, I have been asked many times, what have we done here at All Saints Parish to become the parish that we are? And I'll be honest with you, I don't always have a very good answer. But I've been challenged to have an answer. At the end of this week, I will be presenting to seminarians, all the seminarians of a local diocese, not our own. A prophet is not welcome in his own town. But I've been invited to speak to all the seminarians of a diocese to talk about what's happened here at All Saints Parish. People want to know what is happening and why it's happening. I do believe that one of the reasons why good things are happening here at All Saints Parish is because we have clear expectations and we communicate expectations. And those expectations exist so that we as a parish can be excellent. Since the day that I arrived, I had a dream for this parish. And the dream was that every single one of you would become a saint. That you would become holy. And that your holiness would then show forth in charity and love and mercy and would set the world on fire. Also, like any good mother or father, who has children and dreams one day of grandchildren and their family growing, I also have a dream that my family and my parish will grow tremendously through evangelization and through the birthing of new Christians. On this Feast of the Holy Family, I think it'd be good for us to talk about what expectations exist here at our parish and how those expectations set us on a path of excellence, which God willing will lead us on a path to heaven. I also hope it will set a model for a discussion that mothers and fathers should be having about the expectations and dreams that they have for their own children and how that should play out. So, 900 servers, come on down. Okay, so when I arrived here at All Saints, I had to ask the question as the father of the parish, like, what do I want for my people? As the father, as the shepherd of All Saints Parish, this is what I want for my parish. I want every single one of my parishioners to have an intimate relationship with God. There's always a great way we can look at this. Like what I'm going to put up here are norms, and the way that you can actually kind of test a norm is that because if that norm doesn't exist, it would seem abnormal. So I think we should be able to all say, like, it's normal that thriving Roman Catholics would have an intimate relationship with God. It would be abnormal for Roman Catholics to not have an intimate relationship with God. So, basic first step is that all of my parishioners will attend Mass every single Sunday and every holy day of obligation. So we talk about this a lot. I offer 5 Masses on holy days when we only have 4 Masses on the Sunday to make Mass as accessible as possible to all of you, because It's normal for a thriving Catholic to go to Mass on Sunday. It would be abnormal if you were a Roman Catholic and you didn't go to Mass every Sunday and Holy Day of Obligation. Now, here at All Saints, we also have the challenge that you should be going to daily Mass at least once a week. Raise your hand if you went to a Catholic school when you were a young child. Have you ever asked the question, why on earth did I have to go to daily Mass? Because your Catholic school was teaching you that it's normal for Catholics to go to daily Mass. Priests are required to celebrate Mass every single day. It would be normal for Catholics to go to daily Mass at least once or twice a week. It would be abnormal if a Catholic never went to daily Mass. And so we talk here about trying to go to daily Mass at least once a week, because daily Mass is really, really good. And we want people to receive the flesh and blood of Jesus as often as possible so they can become saints. Now, it's not just about going to Mass. Mass is the source and the summit of the Christian life. But we also have to talk about the fact that it's about a relationship. This is an intimate relationship. Mass is the most intimate way that we enter into communion with God. But it's also a relationship, which is a daily living out. So we talk about 10 minutes of prayer. As a bare minimum, I think we would agree like 10 minutes is really nothing in your day. That every Christian should be spending at least 10 minutes talking to God. Now that could be like 3 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes in the afternoon, and 3 minutes before you go to bed, or it might be 10 minutes all at one time, depending on how your life works. But I just want to ask a question. For those of you who are married, do you spend 10 minutes talking to your wife or your husband every single day? If you don't, would that be a game changer in your marriage? Does your marriage need that? Because the reality is that communication is key and the foundation for any relationship. Now, here at All Saints Parish, we also have a perpetual adoration chapel. So, we strongly talk about the fact that every parishioner should spend 1 hour in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament at least once a week. You might not have an hour in the adoration chapel. And this is why it's so great to give this homily right now, because I'm telling you, there's New Year's resolutions all over the place up here. Now, all four of our campuses are open every day from 6 a.m. to 9 o'clock p.m., and it is true that you could just come to any of our campuses whenever you want, and you could just come and spend an hour in prayer. But the reality is that we know that the way that we work as human beings, that most likely isn't going to happen, because we don't do often unless something's required of us, and it's not in our schedule or our planner. And so we have a perpetual adoration chapel, even though we have four places with a tabernacle in them, so that people will regularly show up and spend that hour in silence. And we know, because we've seen the fruits of perpetual adoration as we're entering into our third year of perpetual adoration, that it changes people's lives. That spending an hour with our Lord literally changes people's lives. We also talk in our parish about the importance of being consecrated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. One way that we show our consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary is trying to pray the daily rosary. For those of you who took the rosary challenge this past October, and hopefully for 4 weeks in a row you read the testimonies that I published in the bulletin, which were really like powerful. The reality is that when people pray the rosary every day, they find more peace, more joy, and they see miracles happening in their lives. Now, let me ask you a question. If I'm the father of this family, do I want you to have peace? Do I want you to have joy? Do I want you to see miracles happen in your lives? And thus, it would be normal for a Catholic to pray the rosary every day. In fact, it would be abnormal if Catholics never prayed the rosary. So we have a devotion to the Blessed Mother because we want joy and peace. We want to see God working actively in our lives. So, interesting. I want my children to have an intimate relationship with God. These are the components that make that happen, that we clearly communicate again and again here at All Saints Parish. The last of them is the fact that we should have regular confession. This is why we can offer confessions 4 days a week and why we offer 12 hours of confession every first Friday of the month, because we shouldn't go to confessions just one time a year, which is all the church requires of us. We need to go to confession every time we commit a mortal sin, but also regular confession is how we grow in virtue. Regular confession is how we grow in virtue and in grace, because it's a relationship. Now, these things that are up here, because this is all about our relationship, this is true for all relationships. You can apply these things right here, these six, to your marriage. Do I regularly ask my spouse for forgiveness? Do I talk to and have a relationship with my spouse's in-laws? Do I spend 10 minutes every day in honest conversation and listening to my spouse? Do I once a week spend an hour just one-on-one with my spouse? And do I have intimate communion and union with my spouse to celebrate who we are and who God created us to be? Why do I say that these are expectations? Because if you don't have these things, you die. Because any relationship will die. We then talk a lot here at All Saints Parish. Part of our parish purpose says that we are a parish that provides faithful teaching. So we offer catechesis all throughout the year. My goal is that you will become a continuous learner. If you aren't learning something about your faith, then we're doing something wrong. It's my expectation that you're constantly learning something about your faith. That is why I write a weekly column in the bulletin. I don't like to write if it's not obvious. I'm not very good at it. Sometimes you need a decoder to like figure out my punctuation or my spelling. But the reason why I write a weekly bulletin article is so that you will at least read that one time a week. That counts for being a continuous learner. We as a parish pay $20 per household so that our diocesan newspaper will be sent to you, the criterion. That is continuous learning. You can get on the internet and you can look up websites and blogs and podcasts and YouTube videos, and you can be a continuous learner. We also say that every young person should be a part of our Catechesis of the Good Shepherd program, and our Religious Ed program, and our Sacramental Prep program. Because we need to constantly be learning about God who's beyond our comprehension. We also say that if you are a parishioner, that you need to be generous. If you have a relationship with God, that relationship will change you, that relationship will pull you and expand you and stretch you to be like Jesus, who died upon the cross saying, "This is my body given up for you." So being a Christian demands generosity. Now, we clearly talk about two ways that that should happen. One, of course, is with our finances. The reality is that Jesus talked a lot about money. And as I've said before, I don't want your money, but I want your heart. And the reality is that our heart is often very attached to our money. But when we give our money, we often are also more easily able to give our hearts. In our parish, we talk again and again, but we have so many countless ministries that serve those who are in need, whether it be just providing a meal for someone who's mourning or grieving, whether it be visiting the sick and the shut-in, whether it be working at one of our local food pantries or raising money for them, whether it be visiting the imprisoned, caring for the homeless, going on one of our mission trips. The reality is that we are called to be generous. And if we're not, once again, go ask the question, is a on-fire Catholic going to be generous? Yes. Because it would be abnormal to say I'm a Catholic, but I'm not generous. It would be abnormal to say I'm a Catholic, but I don't give any money to the church. Lastly, we talk about invite and welcome. It would be normal for Roman Catholics, it should be normal, it's often not. It should be normal for Roman Catholics to be preaching the gospel, spreading the faith, and bringing people to Jesus Christ. The problem is that in many parishes, that's abnormal. But here, it's normal. And we want to make it normal. That the way that we increase the church is not just by having babies and having them baptized, which is often the only way that the Catholic Church has ever grown. But the church is supposed to grow because we go out and we fulfill the gospel mandate of Matthew 25 to go, therefore, and baptize all nations, teaching them all that I have commanded you. It's normal for Catholics to share their faith. It's normal for Catholics to be evangelists. It's normal for Catholics to invite and to welcome in radical ways. So as the pastor of All Saints Parish, these are pretty clear expectations. And there should be nothing up here that you would be like, wow, I've never heard that one before, Father. Like, that's really, like, crazy. Because these are normal. Because we talk about them. Excellence doesn't just happen. Excellence happens when there's clear expectations and individuals are held accountable to living out those expectations. If you want an excellent athlete, have expectations and have a coach that's going to hold them to those expectations. If you want to have an excellent dinner, then have expectations of what that dinner will look like and hold people accountable to it. You want an excellent business, an excellent marriage, an excellent family. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says this: the well-being of society and the world is caught up in the well-being of marriage and family. The well-being of society and the world is caught up in the well-being of marriage and family. How healthy is our society and our world right now? And how healthy is marriage and family in our world right now? As an analogy, we can say the exact same thing about the church. The well-being of the church is caught up in the well-being of parish life. How healthy is the church right now? How healthy are our parishes? Do our families have high expectations, clear expectations communicated? But do our parishes have clear expectations? Do our parishioners individually know the expectations and strive to be coached to live them out? Let's pray for the grace that on this feast of the Holy Family that we as a parish family will strive for excellence, but that we as individual families and marriages may call each other to excellence, may call each other to being saints by living out the expectations of God. In doing so, may we grow in holiness, may we grow in faith, and may we change the world. Amen.